Staff, friends, relatives, seatmates. Senate Bill 122 makes changes to the Medical Board and the Board of Registered Nursing. The change to the Medical Board is to their physician and surgeon licensing process. This bill would allow the board to consider physicians for licensure who have been in practice in another state for at least 10 years and are board certified but may have graduated from a medical school that is not currently recognized by the board but may be recognized in other states. This would provide better reciprocity for physicians who wish to practice in California. The language was proposed by the medical board and there is no opposition. The change to the nursing board is to their nursing board school approval process. This bill would authorize the board to be the only agency responsible for the approval of nursing programs throughout the state. Currently, both the board and the Bureau of Private Postsecondary Education have dual responsibility to approve programs. This measure will help speed up the process and cover the costs of the board in approving these much-needed programs. The Board of Nursing is in support of the measure, and there is no opposition. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Yes, I'm Louise Bailey. I'm the Executive Officer for the Board of Registered Nursing, and we certainly are in support of the provisions relative to the Board of Registered Nursing. And as the Senator mentioned about our various nursing programs, there's one provision in particular that's very important, and that has to deal with the authorization of the Board to be the only entity to approve these nursing programs. Because we have some programs occasionally that come, entities that come into this state and they start nursing programs. And those students go through those programs and then we cannot approve them to be licensed. So this provision in here is extremely important. The people put these entities on notice because, and also it indicates that we will be notifying the Attorney General's office. And when we have seen this happen, we have taken some action. So this is very important. And also to delineate our responsibilities and powers between the Bureau of Private Postsecondary and the Board of Registered Nursing. We will be working collaboratively with them.
Thank you.
Jennifer Simoes, Medical Board of California. The board feels that the requirements in this bill are substantial enough to ensure consumer protection and ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. We have a quorum. Will you please call the roll?
Price.
Here.
Emerson.
Here.
Corbett. Correa. Hernandez. Annette Grady McLeod.
Yes.
Strickland. Vargas. Wyland. We have a quorum.
All right. Witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, questions by the committee? No. Questions by the committee? I'll entertain a motion. Bill has been moved. Please call the roll.
Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Corbett? Correa? Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod, aye. Strickland? Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. Witt Wyland?
About 5-0 will keep the roll open for stragglers.
Mr. Chair, is it appropriate just to ask a question? I've already
Sure.
You know, we have had in the district quite a foreign trained nurses that have had a really hard time because evidently their schools in whatever country they come from has not coordinated how they teach. They teach like this and then there's another pot here and another pot there, although they've gotten all of their training, but it's not sequential like we do it here. And so some of them have practiced in their own country for many years, but when they come here, our state says you're not qualified because you didn't do it in A, B, C, D, even though they're practicing their profession, but it's because of that they didn't do it in an order.
Yes, I can't speak to that. What it is when in our regulations, it's very specific that theory and clinical will be concurrent. And in most, in all of the states, in the United States, that's the way the education is taught. And in most of the countries, But you have maybe a couple of those countries that have changed their curriculum. But they used to be concurrent, but they have changed over the years. And that is the issue. So when we have those individuals that come here, what we tell them, yep, they do not qualify, but we do refer them. Tell them you can go into your area, check with those programs in your area, and you have they will have to take those courses. And that's what some of them have been doing. Let me tell you what we have seen in one country, which is unfortunate, is that they will have all these students going through a program, doing the theory. They may get the theory done in a year or a year and a half or two. They don't get the clinical till later, maybe another year or two down the line. Well, you know, that isn't the way you teach people, and that isn't the for education. What we do, when we do our theory, then we also do the clinical, so they can understand the concepts and put it into practice, because they are working with patients. Yeah, and then everybody that comes to this country must take the national exam, you know.
But yeah. However, whether they do it like that or not, and if they're practicing and they've all got licenses in their own state,
in
their own country, when they're practicing, they are in fact doing clinicals because they are practicing. So when they come here, they're very experienced in their field, not by your standards because they didn't do it ABC, mm-hmm. but in real life, just like the medics that are in the service, they do not do ABC, they do ABC, and they're doing the practical experience in the field that allows them to earn the training. So how do we fix that? It's another conversation for another day, but I just want you to aware that that is a real concern of mine because it affects quite a bit of people in my district.
Right, and it's usually one or two countries that have that issue. The rest of the countries do not have that issue at all. Okay, so the other thing is that what we may should probably try to do, and we have been in touch with some of those countries through the consulate, you know, of education, is to talk about how they may need to change back to what they used to do, so it's more acceptable. And those individuals have problems not only in California, but if they go to the other states, they're going to have some problems.
However,
so by regulation, we have it that education is taught concurrently, theory and clinical. That's by regulation.
But we're going to have the same problem here in the United States from Johnny, who changed tires before he went into the military, got into a medic unit, learned everything, but doesn't have the schooling behind him, but has the practical experience on how to do the job. That being said, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Let's go to file item 2, Senate Bill 1238. Senator Price, you'd like to
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. 1238 makes some clarifying changes to the Massage Therapy Act regarding the education and training required for massage therapists to receive certification. The grounds for suspension, the denial of revocation of certification of the certificate holder, the sharing of information between local law enforcement and the California Massage Therapy Council, the responsibility of owner-operators of massage businesses for conduct of employees and their independent contractors, and the ability for cities to restrict the operation of massage businesses involved in prior criminal activity. The changes in the Act are the result of careful negotiations and support of the Massage Therapy Council, the Massage Therapy Council profession, the California Police Chiefs Association, and other stakeholders. Again, no known opposition, and I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
I'm Beverly May. I'm Director of Governmental Affairs for the California Massage Therapy Council. I encourage you to vote yes on SB 1238. CAMTC has worked hard with a coalition of the four professional associations, with school associations, with California Police Chiefs Association, and representatives of the League of Cities and DCA and the California Association of State Counties, and worked with ACLU to draft the bill that is now presented. Thank you.
Additional witnesses?
Jennifer Tannehill with Aaron Reed and Associates on behalf of the American Massage Therapy Association California chapter. SB 1238 clarifies standards of education and training for obtaining a statewide massage therapy certificate. It allows for immediate suspension of a certificate and appeal and an appeal hearing when there is clear and convincing evidence that a certificate holder has committed a sexually related felony. It also allows the CAMTC to deny a certificate for conviction of a crime that is substantially related to massage therapy. These items will improve consumer protection and ensure the integrity of the CAMTC massage therapy certificate to practice massage while providing massage therapists appropriate due process. These provisions are the result of careful and extensive negotiations with the stakeholders on these issues important to the massage industry, and we request your I vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, any questions by the committee? Senator McLeod.
I had my hand up first. You can't move it. I just want to say that I'm really in favor of this. I have been a strong proponent of massage therapy because I go every other week and get one. So, but it's time that we actually make it like that people know it's a legitimate profession and not, you know, not the other kind, Tookie's love pleasure, you know, kind of stuff. So I'm really strongly in favor of this.
Any additional questions? Any additional questions by the committee? All right, please call the roll. Oh, yes, we need the bill moved.
I moved the bill.
You did. Moves. Senator Correa moved the bill.
Moves it to Tookie.
Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Vargas? Weiland? Vargas, aye.
7-0 and
9-0. I mean 8-0.
Hang on a second. We're going to open the roll. We're going to open the roll on file item 1, Senate Bill 122. Please
Corbett,
call the roll.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. It passes out 8-0.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned.